Welcome to CyberGuard Podcast. Today we'll unpack the vicious trap backdoor hijacking over 9,000 ASUS routers, break down critical Debian security advisories from kernel fixes to app patches, and explore the latest threats and defenses surrounding Telegram so you can stay one step ahead in cybersecurity. Next up in ASUS news, security researchers at Grey Noise have uncovered a widespread compromise of more than 9,000 ASUS routers by what they're calling the vicious trap backdoor. Attackers leveraged a combination of brute force credential stuffing and the recently disclosed CVE-2023-39780 command injection flaw to install a stealthy SSH backdoor that survives both firmware upgrades and simple reboots. Once inside, adversaries gain full administrative control, enabling them to enlist infected devices into a botnet, disable built-in security features, and drop further malware at will. Despite ASUS's push to distribute patches, many users report that conventional firmware updates or power cycling alone aren't enough to purge the hidden implant. ASUS has now advised a full factory reset followed by a manual reflash of the latest firmware, ideally via a secure USB medium, and recommends verifying each firmware image's SHA-256 checksum before installation. Users should also audit their router's admin user list and SSH configurations for any unexpected accounts or keys. In a related development, an owner of an ASUS 2F Gaming A16 laptop has flagged unusual USB behavior and suspects a covert firmware-level implant, underscoring that hardware side threats may be emerging alongside these network intrusions. ASUS device owners of all kinds are urged to stay vigilant, check device locks, apply the newest BIOS and router firmware, and consider network segmentation to limit exposure until full remediation is confirmed. Next up in Debian news, here's a quick rundown of the latest security advisories and updates across the distribution. Linux kernel 6.1 DLA41931 addresses high privilege escalation vulnerabilities. Debian 11 Bullseye DLA41901 fixes critical information disclosure flaw in MyDumper via the MySQL C client library. System DSA41311 patches a race condition risk uncovered by Qualys through Mod Security Apache Bullseye DLA41921, corrects a denial of service issue. Flask Cores Debian 11 DLA41971 resolves critical security weaknesses in cross-origin request handling. NetTools Debian 11 multiple stack-based buffer overflows in classic networking utilities have been patched. Chromium security update to close various exploitable bugs. TCPDF two separate advisories, general update and DSA59331, tackle vulnerabilities leading to DOS, XSS, or data disclosure. Python Tornado LTS DLA42061 addresses CVE-2025-47087. PG Bouncer LTS DLA41911 fixes CVE-2021-3539 in the PostgreSQL connection pooler. Varnish LTS client-side request desynchronization hole patched. PHP Tweak LTS DLA41861 secures Tweak's depth-shared two-string handling. Symfony update to block validation bypasses and open redirect attacks. LibVPX DSA59281 patches flaws that could cause DOS or arbitrary code execution. Yelp DSA59271 general security hardening for the desktop help browser. SpeakNG Bullseye DLA41981 fixes critical stack overflows. LibreOffice LTS DLA42051 multiple fixes, including PDF signature spoofing correction. Thunderbird Bullseye DLA41941 resolves a remote code execution bug. Bookworm also receives multiple arbitrary code fixes. A later general update further shores up vulnerabilities. Kmail Account Wizard Debian 11 DLA41961 critical security hole patched. Libavif addresses denial of service and potential code execution flaws in AVIF image handling. Chromium DSA 59291, additional fixes for code execution, DOS and information disclosure issues. Twitter Bootstrap 3, LTS DLA 42041, patches a cross-site scripting vulnerability. That's the latest on keeping your Debian system secure. Stay up to date and stay safe. Next up in Telegram news, here's your roundup of the latest on security threats and new defenses around the popular messaging app. One cybersecurity spotlight. Experts continue to praise Telegram's end-to-end encryption and advanced privacy settings, citing it as one of the most secure mainstream messengers. Telegram has rolled out new features to help users spot and block fake accounts, tighten two-step verification, and fend off phishing attempts. 2. Major attacks and malware campaigns. A large-scale operation in Russia compromised millions of accounts, with reports suggesting up to 48 million users' data was exposed in a single breach. Russian authorities and cybersecurity firms warn of a fresh strain of malware spreading via Telegram bots, so far targeting at least 69 individuals with malicious download links. A separate phishing wave is luring users with fake job offers, giveaways, and counterfeit VPN services, urging everyone to verify links before clicking. 3. Government alerts and regulatory pressure. Russian regulators have issued repeated cautions against using Telegram for illicit activities, even hinting at potential access restrictions. Local law enforcement also detailed an incident where a hacker infiltrated a government channel, stealing sensitive documents from a 48-year-old man's compromised account. 4. User protection advice. Step-by-step guides are available to help anyone recover a hacked Telegram account, reset credentials, and secure important chats and media. Security specialists recommend activating two-factor authentication, reviewing active sessions regularly, and sticking to official app stores when updating. Stay tuned for more updates on how to keep your Telegram experience both private and protected. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe online and join us next week for another cybersecurity episode in our weekly series.